Invoking goddess energy. I am so excited to talk about this with you guys because this has been such a huge part of my practice and such a transformational part of me really stepping into my power and really, really becoming the person that is able to create and able to share and able to put herself out there and really able to help a lot of other people in the process. And this level of confidence has been to some degree of natural for me. And I feel like the way I was brought up and the way that my parents introduced me to life kind of gave me a sense of connection to the goddess energy that I clearly wasn't aware of until, you know, now that I started doing this work and like putting a label on it. But just being in touch with that part of me that is powerful and that is an extension of all that is source, that is Gaia, that is the mother, that is spirit, that is God, that is the goddess, however you like to call it. I've always felt that connection inherently. Me creating this program and everything that the 6-week sensual self-love course is me expressing my own inner goddess energy and me wanting to share that with you guys and, you know, just have this infectious energy reaching out to as many women as possible. And that is such a huge part of this passion project, bringing women together through the goddess energy. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But one of the biggest parts of connecting to your inner goddess and connecting to your goddess energy is sisterhood and is coming into circle and invoking your relationship with other women and like creating this sense of freedom to be yourself, where you're so okay with who you are that you look at other women as sisters and as friends and as uplifting partnerships that you get to be in this human experience with, instead of competition or instead of with the eyes of comparison like we've kind of been taught in society, right? So this can start really small though, and that's where we're going to talk about right now. We're going to start small and kind of get bigger and deeper into the goddess energy, but just to start to see your connection with every single life force, every single life form, like seeing how that life force is the same life force that's in you and building that connection. So when you are walking down the street and you see little strands of grass, just take a moment to observe the grass and invoke your senses and look at this grass. And if you see flowers the same way, or a tree or whatever it is that catches your attention, but just look at this piece of nature and this piece of life and just see the life and maybe talk to it. Start a conversation with it. If it's a plant, a butterfly, a bee, or just a single blade of grass, just say hello and good morning and just start a conversation. You know, how are you today? How are you feeling? Oh, wow, you're so beautiful. I love that color of green. I love the way your butterfly wings just glide through the air. It's inspiring for me. I love the way that you, as one single shard of grass, have so much life and, you know, grow and create this abundance for yourself. Whatever you feel inspired to say and whatever you truly feel inspired by through this life force, just acknowledge it, just see it, just compliment it, just give your gratitude to something outside of yourself and feel that love in your body for something outside of yourself that is also such a divine reflection of yourself, and begin to appreciate things outside of yourself, because the more we are appreciating life force and different forms of life, the easier it is for us to use them as a reflection and appreciate ourselves and to see the beauty and the magnificence and the goddess in who we are. Right? So start small like this with plants and with animals, and eventually we'll move up to with sisters and with other human beings. And, you know, maybe practice this with someone that's already in your life, your best friend, a partner. You know, a really great place to start is just with your dog or any animal you have in your house, and just talking to them and loving them and showing them appreciation and showing them that you see their divine light, that you see the goddess within them. And within that, you're going to be able to see it easier within yourself. So invocation is a huge part of this, like we talked about already a few times in the course. Just stating your intention. I am calling forward my inner goddess. Here she is. This is going to be part of the assignment this week, is to call it forth every single morning, invoke that inner goddess, really demand her energy come forward and show herself and present herself in your life, and like that you want to feel her, you want to experience her, you want her to be there with you. Another aspect of this is just actively looking for it throughout the day. So we called it in the morning, but now throughout the day, we're actively going to turn back and be like, okay, where have I been with my goddess energy? Am I still calling forward that power? Have I been open to that power and that powerful part of myself? Have I been letting that shine? Just checking in and seeing where you're at with that. Another huge, huge thing that I would love for you guys to do is to get some kind of oracle deck. It can be a tarot, it can be like a traditional tarot, it can be an oracle, any oracle you feel called to. But each morning, just pulling yourself a card and just looking for a message. It's from yourself. And this is why I love oracles so much, is because you are receiving messages from yourself that you might not be open to, and it just creates a way for you to receive this message without it being quote unquote from you, but it still is from you. You're just getting it from a different outlet. Sometimes we get too in our head to really receive the simple message that we could get from our soul directly, and we have to use like some kind of medium, right? But that is the human life. Like literally that's why we're here, to explore all these different mediums of self and to create and all of that fun stuff. So find yourself a deck that you feel really called to, and just pull a card in the morning and see what the message is for you, and see how the goddess, how your inner goddess would react to that message, or how your inner goddess can apply this message to your life. And this is really fun because it teaches you how to interact with your goddess in different situations. And in that day, you can begin to apply goddess to a particular aspect of your life. So just as an example, I pulled two different cards from one of my decks. It is the Angel deck, the Archangel Oracle card deck by Doreen Virtue, just so I could give you guys an example of how you could apply this to the goddess energy. So the first card I pulled was Gifts from God, and it says, Archangel Sandalphon, we angels bring you gifts from the Creator. Open your arms and receive. So applying this to the goddess energy aspect, you know, this is a message from your inner goddess. We pulled this card with the intention, how does my inner goddess want me to react today or respond today or to live out my day? And with this card, we could say, okay, my inner goddess is wanting me to receive. So in what ways can I receive more? When people ask if they can do things for you, say yes. Really let yourself step into kind of that queen energy. When people want to, you know, just be kind and open doors for you and stuff, allow them to say thank you, of course, but just see in what ways you can receive. Maybe there's been something that you've been wanting to buy yourself, but you haven't done it yet because you feel like you're non-deserving. Open your arms to it and receive. Maybe there's been an area in your life that, you know, you haven't really been treating yourself as kindly as you should be. Open your arms to the kindness and look at it from your goddess point of view, where you are receiving the gifts you deserve. The second card I pulled was Clear Your Space. Archangel Jophiel, get rid of clutter, clear your energy around you, and use feng shui. So if your inner goddess sent you this message, you would know that you need to shift your energy and you need to do a little bit of organizing and get your physical energetics in alignment so you can step into the powerful goddess energy that's inside. So maybe, you know, go through some clutter, rearrange things, make things feel better so you are really feeling that goddess energy. Which takes me to my next point of the fact that goddess energy is going to be so different for each one of us. And however the goddess energy is expressed within you, or you feel called to express the goddess energy, is perfect. And it doesn't have to look like anyone else. I know a lot of times goddess energy is depicted as kind of like sexy, queeny, Aphrodite energy, but that's just one aspect. I like to think of Gaia a lot of times and how her energy is just really fertile and ripe and creative. And yes, it can be sexy, it can be sweet, it can also be really destructive and really terrifying at the same time. And that's goddess energy. There's all the aspects to each one of us, to each part of our goddess, to the goddess in general. There is every aspect, every shard of light and every shadow. It's all there. It's all the goddess. Nothing is better or worse than anything else. the way it feels most natural for you to share and for you to create and for you to get in touch with the goddess energy is the way for you. So a lot of times I like to turn on music that really invokes my inner goddess. And another aspect of this is really getting all five of your senses involved. And that's why sensuality is so important. And to be okay with your sensuality and to accept the way that you express it and to accept the way that it comes through for you. Because for you, invoking your inner goddess might be a lot of touching and a lot of movement, and like we did in the sensual self-care practice, really moving your body. That might be how you invoke your inner goddess. Maybe it's through just dressing sexy and really allowing yourself to wear clothes that reflect the way that you think the goddess makes you feel. Maybe it's going into nature barefoot and picking a bouquet of flowers and meditating for an hour. That's a beautiful expression of the goddess. It can be all three of those. It is for me, depending on the day and where I'm at. So there's no one way to be a goddess or to reflect the goddess energy. It's whatever way feels most comfortable and most fluid for you. Sometimes my inner goddess comes through when I'm taking a bubble bath with my beautiful Epsom salts and essential oils and my candles, listening to The Divine Feminine by Mac Miller, and really having this luscious, luxurious time in the bathtub. And sometimes it's when I'm doing sweaty yoga and I'm just completely out of my head and in my body. Sometimes it's when I'm drinking my morning coffee and I'm just having this completely sensual, immersed experience, having like this mouth orgasm, just, you know, relishing my delicious coffee and really present with it. And I see God in that moment. And that's the goddess energy in work. And it doesn't have to be this big thing where we are transcending every aspect of our ego and, you know, like ascending into the 20th dimension of unicorns. It's honestly so much more about bringing that goddess energy into our body now and feeling that where we're at now. Which is why permission is such a big part of this, and why you have to be okay with however you feel, because that is our only truth. The way we feel is our truth, and that is what needs to happen, and that's what needs to be expressed. We can try to place ourselves in this mold of, okay, to be spiritual and to be a goddess, I need to let go of all my attachments and become a minimalist and live this specific lifestyle. But when I do that, I don't feel good, and I don't feel like a goddess at all. In fact, I feel like I'm living in lack because I'm not fulfilled in my life. That's not what it's about. There's no way that someone else could tell us how to be our goddess self or how to live our goddess self. If you look at someone else's life and you see the goddess within them, you can totally use that as inspiration on how to get to the root of your goddess and how to find her and how to bring her in through your body. But you cannot copy and paste it because we are all so unique and it's going to look different for you. And that's a beautiful part of this experience. And that's an amazing part of getting to know who your true self is and getting to find that inner goddess and letting her come through you. It's such a gift to be able to experience this. So let yourself experience it. Try on different hats. Do the things that you feel called to. Whatever you're feeling in any given moment is your truth in that moment. So try it. So maybe you feel like doing something like going into nature and meditating for an hour, and you feel like that's going to help you connect to your inner goddess. So you do that and you didn't like it so much or didn't feel as natural for you. You never have to do it again if you don't want to. Maybe you do it and you love it so much and you feel so alive and you feel completely embodying the goddess energy and you are so stoked. Perfect. Perfect. It's meant for you. That was the hat you were supposed to wear. Great. Do it more. Maybe it's, you know, creating art, and anytime you pick up the paintbrush, you feel so connected to your inner goddess, and you are painting and creating, and everything that's coming through from you feels so channeled and so perfect and so pure. Perfect. You have found a way of expressing your inner goddess. Maybe for you, it's going out dancing, and you go out dancing with your friends, and the energy is moving through you, and you feel so beautiful and so sensual and so alive. Bam, you found it. You are connected to the goddess in that moment. Perfect. Do it more. Dance more. Make it a priority. But you can't look at someone else in the way they live their life and expect to get the goddess into your life the same way they do, because it's going to be different for you. It's different for everyone. And the more you practice what actually lights up your inner goddess, the more connected to her you'll be. And it's fluid, you know, sometimes you might feel the goddess doing this, and you might feel the goddess doing that. It doesn't matter how you come to that place. Eventually, once you feel her enough, and once you are really firm in who your inner goddess is and how she presents herself, you'll be able to just invoke that energy without doing anything in particular. By just calling her forward, you will feel her step up and come through. And that's when it gets really awesome and really special. And just to touch back on the sisterhood aspect, this is huge. If you can come into circle with sisters and you can look at them in their eyes and have connection and have experience with them, hold their hands, hear their stories, hug them, see them, witness them, allow them to be their self, allow them to be their goddess self, allow them to be their hurt self, their sad self, all the versions of who they are. You are merging with the goddess in those moments, and you are seeing her reflected back to you in the purest light and holding space for unconditional love. And that's really some juicy medicine for connecting with the goddess. I invite you to come into circle with other women, or even if it's not in circle, just to have women friends that you can be vulnerable with and that you can share about the goddess, and you can share about all of these aspects of you that you're working on, and that they can come to you and be the same, and you guys can talk vulnerably and help each other be the most goddessy versions of yourselves and be super comfortable with who you are and transcend and heal comparison to other women, which is such a big part and something we dive into a little deeper next week as we talk about desires and feeling desired. But yeah, this is my medicine for you guys on goddess energy and invoking your inner goddess and allowing her to shine through. I hope that you take this and you create something with it this week and really begin to invoke your inner goddess, yes, with words and with feeling and invoking it internally, but also doing some kind of physical acts to get that goddess energy moving for you. I would love to know what it is you do to invoke that inner goddess. So leave us a message on the Facebook group if you're a part of that, so we can hear about your inner goddess and how you are letting her come forward this week. I love you so much. Have fun with this. Be gentle on yourself. There's no right or wrong way. Just get in touch with that energy and let it be expressed however that looks for you. Have fun.